Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings, some stuff that's been going on, events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey, broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. Radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and Kicks Country. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM, Kicks Country. This show will be replayed or rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country. This gives you an opportunity to tell family and friends in some of the surrounding counties to catch the evening rebroadcast. If you let them know, family and friends from other states can listen in also if they go to the Delhalla Horizon website at www.delhallahorizon.com. All they have to do is click on the link on the Delhalla Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review some of the previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kicks Country. We want to say thank you to Delhalla Horizon for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. Remember to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements and for the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Call starting today and give us names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of December the 25th through December the 31st, which is today. To call, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Someone will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen ice cream cake on Thursday, which is today, and it could be you if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen at other times and take advantage of their good breakfasts and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today, about midway through the show, for this past week's announcements and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake a little bit later. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up your certificate to claim your cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcements, which will cover the week of January the 1st, New Year's Day, which is tomorrow, through January the 7th. When you call, please wait for the tone to start speaking, and please speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. Thank you, callers. I do like to hear that you're really enjoying those ice cream cakes. I enjoy them, too. We're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for somebody. I want to give a little shout-out to the owner, Frank Walters, for his sponsorship for the ice cream cakes and also for, I don't know, all the other various activities that he sponsors within our community. He's just a pretty good guy, and we can always depend on him. We've got a good show for you during the next hour, so get that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about some of the local Clay County 2015 happenings and some hopes or some ideas for the upcoming year, 2016. About 9:30, we'll be giving the birthday and anniversary announcements, and we'll announce the winner for our ice cream cake sometime around 9:55. Sharing the Clay County Corner with me this morning will be Dr. Doug Young and Ray Norris from the Chamber. And those two guys are pretty much in touch with what's been going on in 2015. So I relied on them. I said, let's do sort of like a Casey Kasem countdown. I don't know if everybody knows who Casey Kasem is, but a lot of us do. But anyway, you know, at the end of all the shows on TV, they usually do these 2015 countdowns and stuff like that. So I thought, well, let's just do something for Clay County and see what's been going on. Before we get started, though, don't forget, and please share, I guess, the fact that a Clay County Veterans photo book is being produced and or being worked on, put together right now. And it is a book that's going to have photos of veterans that are from Clay County that are no longer here, that are active, just, you know, all measures. And it's going to be just, I think, a very historical and a valued book for the county. If you know somebody that maybe is elderly or someone who's deceased already and certainly can't put anything in the book, but if you know anybody that's military, that's ex-military, please get in touch with them. Please get in touch with their family member or somehow get a photo sent in and get a little bit of information. There's not a whole lot of information, and if you don't have much, just the name and maybe the service or something, that's at least something. But what a treasure that book can be. They had a deadline of December the 31st, but they've extended that now through January the 30th or 31st, end of January anyway. And, you know, chances are they may still extend it again because this is such a valuable historical piece that we could have to show all of our veterans from Clay County. And I've been told the numbers are like 700 veterans that are still living in Clay County. And I'm thinking we've got about 300 or so that have already been turned in, and that's not enough. You know, you got to think about all the ones, too, that are already deceased. And this was this 700 number was just was veterans that are still living in Clay County. So please kind of focus on that and talk to friends and neighbors and share this information. I still run into people daily that say, well, I haven't heard about that. So we need to get the word out and share it at your churches, at your organizations, at the schools, just everywhere. But let's try to make this Clay County Veterans photo book a really nice piece of history that we can have from now and out. I think they were shooting, their target date initially was Memorial Day of 2016, but it, you know, that can be extended simply because we need a very complete book. And anyway, just really focus on that and talk to people. As I mentioned, I've got Dr. Doug Young and Ray Norris that are going to be here this morning, and we'll take a short break, and then we'll be back to go into 2015. Thank you.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. With me this morning are Doug Young and Ray Norris, and they've agreed to join me here and do some little recapping of 2015 and maybe some things that are coming in 2016. We've had a busy full year, actually, in 2015. We've had some new businesses, some events, some good events with the schools, and we were just talking at the break, scammers in the area, you know, we've got to be aware of scammers, and some good community events, just a lot of stuff that have been going on. How about one of y'all, welcome, first of all, thanks for being here, and how about one of you getting started with some of this stuff?
Golly, it's hard to determine, Susan, where to start.
Yeah.
I've talked to some people, nothing ever happens in Salina and Clay County, and I don't know where they're coming from, because we've got a lot of stuff going on in this county. I know not this past year, but the year before that, we kind of kept up with it, and we had 15 consecutive weekends that we had some event in Clay County during the spring and summer and early fall. So we've always got something going on in Clay County.
There is always something going on in Clay County, and you know, we've got such a big communication system now. We've got cell phones, we've got Facebook, we've got so much social media, yet it seems like it's harder to get the word out to people than it ever has been before. I don't understand.
I've had lots of people to come up to me and say about some event that we've already had.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't know that was going on.
Right.
Why didn't you publicize it more?
Right.
Well, we put it in the papers, we come on the radio show with it, we get it on Facebook.
The billboard at the park.
Billboard over the park.
Signs, banners.
Yes.
We've had banners on the roadway.
Communication is just very difficult.
Yeah. Well, we're busy. Everybody's so busy, and
yes.
Sometimes you just don't see those, even though they're pop-up signs that we put right before an event happens.
I was thinking about what's happened in the past year, it was hard to zero in on one big thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
We had so many good things happening.
True.
I know one big thing to me is the fact that Clay County High School, for the second year in a row, the reward school is big. Be named as a reward school twice in a row is just phenomenal.
That's awesome.
And no other high school in Upper Cumberland got that designation.
Mm-hmm. Or ever has, I don't think.
No, they're not. And so they're in pretty high cotton over there. And the two elementary schools are coming on as well. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing much improved scores out of them. I know one thing that I may be talking about a little later. One big thing that was accomplished at among the elementary students last year, we don't have the numbers for 2015, but we have the numbers for 2014, is they improved their BMI scores by 14%, and that's huge. The BMI score, of course, is a body mass index, and that's keeping fit, keeping slim, and avoiding diabetes.
Right, and diabetes has become a problem, greater problem within our youth. We used to never see diabetes, rarely see diabetes in our youth, and now it's a problem. So that is going to be a phenomenal, make a big difference in the health of the kids.
And Ray, you've got some great news out of the chamber for the industry that we have in Salina. Good things happening there.
Yes, thanks, Doug. First of all, I'm sure everybody's already heard about Cumberland Bioscience completing the spec building with about $2 to $2.5 million of their own money. So they have some skin in this game, and they also have a contract to buy the building in 2020. That's when the ID board.
Okay.
So these guys are here and they're committed. They've hired the first 15 employees, and they're producing antibodies proteins for the next level. They ship their finished product to the next level of medical research. Now, where that is, I don't know. I'm not that well versed on the medical field. But they're doing well. They're target. Once they're in full production, they're going to be producing 100 antibodies and proteins, and their employment will be about 60 people. So I'm really looking forward to that. On a different note, VNF Transformer, they're great people to work with. We've known them now for quite a few years. They have shifted the majority of their production from their Chicago area plant to the Salina plant. They love Clay County.
Wonderful.
They're very committed. They put some money into the facility, and they've also bought some very expensive capitalized equipment to increase their production.
Mm-hmm.
On a bad note, their plant up in the Chicago area had a fire, but there was very little fire damage. Most of the damage was smoke and water after the when they put it out. So I think they've got it pretty well cleaned up. But when that did happen, they temporarily shifted additional production down here to Salina. They are committed to their customers. They will mm-hmm. not miss a ship date.
So they didn't slow down. They didn't let that mishap.
They're committed. If they tell you it's going to be there on Monday, by golly, it'll be there on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very disciplined people. We love them.
Well, that's wonderful. And that put our guys working a little bit harder.
Yeah, absolutely. They're very, this is the third generation that's had that company. So.
And, I know some of them are living here, too, because I actually, for Halloween, I had a visit from one of the families as they came through our subdivision. So
neat.
I know they're participating
yes.
in the community, and that's always a good thing, too.
They are very...
Active engagement.
They're well-rounded people. They're committed, mm-hmm. and they know their business better than anybody.
Wonderful.
They're very competitive, so... They are going to be here for many, many, many years. They're committed, and this is where, like I said, this is where the high volume stuff, because that's the high profit stuff.
Right.
That's the first thing they moved down here.
Yeah.
And now they've utilized this facility, as I mentioned, for a short term to help the Chicago plant out of the bind they were in. So Salina has paid handsomely to help them become even more competitive, because the cost of doing business in Tennessee is much lower than Illinois,
right,
by far,
right.
Or any of those northern tier states, the Rust Belt, we call them. Okay, on a different note, I don't know if you had this on your list or not, Doug, but we have a current project that we're doing for the county. It's going to take us about a year and a half, and that's our strategic plan for Clay County. We've started on it, and it's a very lengthy process. I've done strategic plans for business, but doing one for a county is
a little different.
It's a lot different, actually. There's a lot more bases to touch.
Mm-hmm.
In a business plan, you involve your marketing people, your finance people, and your production people, and a few other people, but it's a limited task.
Yeah, a limited resource to pick from.
And we did it every 3 or 4 years, so we never forgot exactly how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be an interesting challenge for Doug and I and everybody that we ask to participate in it.
Yeah.
It's going to be, that's one reason it's going to take a year and a half.
Yeah.
We have some folks out there that participated already. The first step of that, the first step was the planning charrette that we had over at the high school a year ago. And we've got a lot of citizens that day, that night. There were well over 50 people there to start the planning process and help us identify just where they thought we needed to go, and to let us know that they're ready to get behind a strategic plan and support it. And so now we're a year later. It takes time to get things like that together. Now, a year later, we're ready to get cranked up and then start putting the meat on the bones and see if we can't come up with a really good strategic plan. Without a strategic plan, you don't really know when you get there.
Right.
You don't know when you have arrived.
Yeah, because you don't know where you're going. And, you know, you mentioned the community involvement. That was, that made such an impact on me because we did advertise that in the papers, and it was so nice to walk in that evening and see such a large representation from all over the county that was genuinely there because they wanted to be there and they were interested in what's going on and what's going to be going on. So that was a good thing.
And very likely, you know, we're going to do this. We'll have this one completed in a year and a half. And then probably 3 years later, we'll do it again, and we'll also, again, ask for the community's input on that.
Very good. So, community, you be listening out there. Be watching. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins. And we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back. This is Susan Bailey at the Clay County Corner live from the historical Clay County Courthouse. I have Dr. Doug Young here with me and Rain talking about some progress that's happened and happening still, yet to come in Clay County. And Doug was just going into some of the new businesses that have popped up in here in town, and he's going to continue with that.
You know, Susan, just a few years ago, we had our first downtown revitalization grant from the state. That was $15,000, and I feel like we got far more than $15,000 worth of renovation work on the downtown buildings, and then we currently have another $25,000 grant and some businesses. You may have noticed down at the four-way stop, a tremendous improvement on the old building down there. The Ogletree guys have jumped in there and really done a fantastic
job.
That building. And now we still have money in that grant for the downtown businesses, and the state has determined that some things are not businesses that I disagree with, but we'll worry about that later. We're in for a $100,000 grant for a downtown area, but that remains to be seen. We'll hope we get that grant and be able to do some more stuff with it. But since we got that first downtown grant, we don't notice it much because it's been very slow in developing. We've had 10 new businesses to come to the downtown area, and that's a tremendous change.
It is. What was once empty buildings.
Susan, you and I can remember when downtown was really active on Saturday afternoons, and that's all gone now. But we're beginning to get some retail back downtown. The Treehouse Treasures outfit, Kathy Merritt, you know, all these different places up and down East Lake Avenue and all around the square have just started to bring people back to the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the Family Dollar, that's in the downtown zone.
It
the
is.
The Family Dollar is moving into the downtown area, and that's That's going to be big.
And we're just right around the corner from it opening, it looks like. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the target date is. Do either one of y'all know what it is? It looks like they're well on the way, like they're at the point of stocking almost now, stocking their supplies.
I've heard that they're going to try to round up a crew of a lot of people
uh-huh.
and try to move it, just all
wow.
move from the new store down to the new store. So there may be a job for us, Susan.
That's right. We can be get us a shopping cart and be moving.
did you had something about some other new businesses that moved to the county.
Yes, Doug. We're going to have a new barbecue in Moss. And that promises to be a very well done project,
mm-hmm.
as well as a new Dollar General store
in Moss.
In Moss,
and that's downtown Moss.
It's going to create a downtown Moss.
Yeah,
that's right.
It is.
And there's going to be a new convenience store and gas station in downtown Moss.
That's so wonderful.
That's going to be good, not only for Moss, but the whole county.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been seeing a lot of chatter and hearing a lot of chatter about that. You know, the first, it was, is it really happening, you know, or is this just fabricated? But then you started seeing a few little signs popping up, and now they're grading the area. Well, the building is... I think the outside structure, it's been about a week and a half since I've been through, but the outside structure was going up then, and I'm sure
yeah.
it's probably starting to be closed in.
It's becoming more visible as a building.
Yeah.
But within, 30 days, it'll look similar to the new Family Dollar Store
mm-hmm.
as far as being almost completed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those things go up quick.
They certainly do.
But let me just take this opportunity at this point. You know, we're looking at all these neat things happening. I want to thank all the folks in 3-Star. Had we not got together, let me back up a little bit. When I started at the Chamber, one of the folks from the ECD, Economic Community Development, out of it's the state people out of Putnam County, Cookeville, she came and met with me regarding that, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't know 3-Star from
what is it?
Peanut
yeah.
butter.
Mm-hmm.
She explained the program, and I was sold immediately because what I had seen is we didn't seem to have a center to have people volunteer and help make stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what 3-Star has done, and Doug Young, he is our director, and he also makes things happen.
Right. And Diana Donaldson helped early on.
Yes.
She's in school now, so she has an excuse not to be here.
Yep. But look
and
what
then
happened. And
Miss Brenda Kirby came on board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look what's happened in the past 5 or 6 years.
Absolutely.
We've been 3-Star what now? 6 years, Doug?
Six, yes.
Okay. And each year, in case anybody doesn't know, we have to get recertified means we have to meet certain criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug makes darn sure that we get recertified. So, but all the 3-Star people, they help make all this happen.
Right. And, you know, so badly, our new Chamber of Commerce building, our location is absolutely wonderful, and it's a nice site for people coming in, and we have so much traffic in and out of that building every day, people asking questions about Clay County, wanting maps, wanting information about where to go and what to see and what to do, and that building, that area could be doubled in size. And
absolutely.
Much, much more productive. We struggle, actually. Out there, we're stepping on top of each other, trying to get space, you know, to get things done. We've got a wonderful conference room, but not really any areas where we can have some closed-up individual work sessions.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's just, it was such a blessing to have that building renovated and to the point that it is, but... Man, we should have doubled it in size. If people could just come and sit for a day and see all the traffic that's in and out of there.
And that gets back to my original comment. Back when we had the, it was a USDA grant that paid for like 80 or 90% of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
We'd exceeded my expectations.
Yes.
As far as that building. It's used by a lot of different entities. The American Legion meets there, the Clay Gas Utility Board meets there,
mm-hmm.
and we have a lot of other people that schedule meetings.
ICD, ECD.
Yeah, ECD board, mm-hmm. ID board. It's become a center for people
it
to
has.
Have meetings.
It's not surprising to drive by at least once a week at night
exactly.
and see cars there.
Right.
But I had to mention that because I laugh sometimes when I go in and I see Dr. Young's car parked out there, and I'm like, well, where is he? And he's at a little hole in the very back in the conference room. There's a small desk with a computer, and there he is, hard at work. You know,
right, he does spend a lot of time. We need to address part of that in that. Several years ago, when we first got started in this economic and community development project, we heard from TBA and we heard from the state folks that the people looking to locate a business or an industry in a community now don't do it like they used to. They
right.
used to go through the state, go through TBA. Some of them still do that, but many of them will get online and look at your community and see what's going on in your community. Is it a good community? Would they want to live in this community? Would they want to be a part of this community?
Mm-hmm.
What's their crime rate? How good are their schools? And it sure does help us when we've got reward schools and such good things happening there. But when we put the three-star program together for last year, for the 2015 year, we looked at that, and then we saw some outfits that needed some promotion. We found some that had gone by the wayside down through the years, and we wanted to help them come back. So we set up a series of mini grants,
mm-hmm.
and let me go through some of those mini grants. You may have a break here before I get through, but I want to be sure and mention most.
Well,
of
I'll just cut you off, and then you can
okay.
get right back at
okay,
it.
Okay, very good. The first one was the Downtown Merchants Association got a grant this year to assist them with a major downtown advertising campaign, and they did that and brought they advertised in a regional magazine that brought people into Clay County, and we don't have money to do that every year, but things like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a $500 grant, and they did wonders with that up in the Willow Grove area. Some folks up there do a big fall event every year with a lot of stuff going on, and they got a grant. The Clay County Mobile Food Pantry got a grant to put together a brochure so that if people who wanted to donate or be a part of the Mobile Food Pantry program could do so. Then Paul Boyce went after a grant to put together some promotion for the Wilderness Day Camp for Clay County's youth. I'm sure many of the Clay County youth have been able to participate in that Wilderness Day Camp. It's been a good thing to happen. And Dean Walden went after a mini grant to support Fun Day in the Park at the Hermitage Springs Park for the youth of Clay County. That happens in the fall every year. And Thomas Watson and Francis Donaldson got a mini grant to promote some of the put together some promotional materials for some of the Christmas activities that happen here in the courthouse.
And have been great. And we'll take a quick break here.
Okay, very good.
And come right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I had Doug here talking about some of the mini grants that we had, and I need to quickly give the birthday and anniversary announcements so we can get those out there. And then I'll ask these one of these fine gentlemen to draw a name out in a little bit. This is for December the 25th through December the 31st. So anybody that called in for after that, remember they'll be announced next week. December the 25th, happy first birthday to Ada Sammy Emerton from Daniel, Beverly, Morgan, Matt, Tia, Avery, and Eli Davis. She was a Christmas baby. And on December the 26th, happy birthday to Parker Wheeler, was 6 years old. That's from Christy Ridge. Happy 57-year anniversary to Dawn and Anita Cherry. That's called in from Susan Bray. Happy 6th birthday to Aubrey Rich from Tara, Lee, Kobe, Tina, and Uncle Phillips Bunch. Also on December the 26th, happy birthday to Laura Parsons from Jane Miller. And Jane Miller also called in from Miss Ruth Parsons on December the 26th. And on December the 27th, happy 9th birthday to Ethan Scott from Aunt Heather, Uncle Jamie and kids. We love you. And happy 75th birthday to Miss Delma Crawford on December the 27th from your daughter Sharon Adams. And happy birthday to Wayne Roten, that's from your family. And happy 65th birthday to Gerald Burnett, that's from all your bunch of family. And happy birthday on December the 27th to Jareen Davis from her family. On December the 28th, happy birthday to Star Bilbrey from CS Bobby. And happy 18th birthday to Riley Edwards. Love Mom and Dad and Uncle Kenny and family. And happy 9th birthday on December the 28th to Aiden Coombs. That's love from Nana and Pa. And also on December the 28th, happy birthday to Josh Price. Love Gina and Rob. Happy birthday 20 years to Cheyenne Keys. That's from Cogburn. And happy birthday to Amanda Lacey. That's from all your family. And also on December the 28th, happy birthday to Butch Burnett from all of your bunch. And then on December the 29th, happy birthday to Marty Smith from your sister-in-law, Beverly Cherry. And on December the 30th, happy birthday to Jesse Carter from Bobby Schoat. And happy 13th, she's a teenager, birthday to Marley Ashlock. That's love, Mom and Dad, and all the rest of your family. And on December the 31st, we've got some New Year's babies today. Happy birthday 25 years to Tyler Edwards. Love, Mom and Dad, and Uncle Kenny and family. And happy birthday also to Forrest Holloway from Bobby Schoat. Happy 16th birthday to Mikey Scott. We love you from Big Brother Dwayne, sister-in-law Tara, and your favorite nephews, Alan and Adam. And also, happy birthday to Junior Wicks. Much love from your family. And happy birthday to Grant Dormany. Love from Nana, Poppy, Blake. Love you to infinity and beyond. And happy anniversary to Glenn and Tina Stone. And that's love to you from all the whole family. And then I have to say this. I know it's not until next week, but this guy is going to be hosting next week. So I'm going to go ahead and give a shout-out for January the 1st, happy anniversary to Thomas and Faye Watson. It'll be their 51st anniversary, and that's actually called in from his brother Ranford and family. And that's it for the birthday and anniversary announcements this week. I think we had like 27, 28, something like that. And now we're back with Doug to continue on the mini-grants.
I'll go through the... these are the many grants that that were given to Three Star that helped Clay County be involved in a lot of activities that otherwise they might not have been able to be involved in. The next one is the Cumberland County, or the Cumberland Run Cruise In. We had a lot of old cars on the square here, and we were able to promote that. The Cub Scout Pack 359 got a grant so they could participate in a really good STEM project. Dean Walton volunteered to produce a county flag, and we were able to fund that, and now we have a county flag approved of the county commission, and it's officially our county flag. Now, Andrea McLaren and Jane Miller got a mini grant to promote healthy living among the students. I mentioned that. That's something to help prevent diabetes by keeping the BMI scores down. Misty Strong and Emily Daniels and the folks at John Denton and Leslie Smith over at Hermit Springs put together a grant proposal and to promote good reading habits in the Clay County school system. And William Page and Marilyn Bartlett got a mini grant to get some signage to direct tourists that might be coming to the county up to the Rosenwald School. The American Legion got a grant to help them with the crosses on the square, and got another grant to help promote good dietary habits among the adults to prevent diabetes, and I think they bought aprons with that money. And we now have a Scout Troop 191, Al Westbrook, has come in, and they got a grant to help get that up and running. Over at the Hermit Springs Park, Dean Walden and Sheila Long jumped on that and helped to get that project up and running. So a lot of three-star programs, grants have helped Clay County get involved and promoted Clay County, and some good things have happened as a result of that during this past year. And now we're moving into this next year in three-star, and we're looking at doing some welcome signs coming into Clay County, and just continuing to promote Clay County. Now, we know that the number one thing that people are interested in would be jobs. That's the number one goal of three-star. Jobs are very, very difficult to come by. There are 4,000 counties in this nation, and all of them are chasing jobs. And we now have the call center that left us and went to Texas because Texas made them a better deal. And that call center is empty right now, but we're working on it. TVA is working on it. The Tennessee Department of Economic Community Development is working on it. But what we're finding is that technology has kind of caught up with that. Now they're moving a lot of the call center kind of industry into the homes. Mm-hmm. And instead of having a place to come together and do that, they may be doing a lot of that from the homes. But I can assure the folks listening that the Chamber of Commerce, the local elected officials, all these folks are working very hard to find jobs for Clay County. We want to keep our high school graduates at home and prevent them from having to go away, but it's very, very difficult to do. Hopefully, the state will step up in the near future. They're beginning to do some things now, recognizing problems that we're having in rural communities, and give us some help. To us, if we can get an outfit that'll hire 10 people, that's as big as hiring 100 people in Cookeville or 1,000 people in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't get any real financial help to get somebody cranked up and started for 10 jobs. But for 100 jobs in Cookeville or 1,000 jobs in Nashville, they get all kinds of support. And hopefully we can convince the powers that be at some point in time to give us the kind of help with a small number of jobs like they give for the cities. And we're always looking for that big plant to come to Clay County. And we're beginning to make our community really look good. So
yeah,
it ought to be attractive to somebody out here.
And again, our buildings that are sitting empty on the square and up the square, they used to be filled. And you see a trend now in a lot of communities that you drive through where people are opening these mom-and-pop shops, and you're seeing walkable businesses, even grocery stores, something that's local and easy to get to for people to pull into the town and park and shop, do a lot of shopping. And that's the way it used to be, and it was thriving at that time, and we don't see big business, big industry looking at smaller rural counties as much as we did in the past. And again, you know, a lot of them have gone overseas, unfortunately. But, you know, we've got, our voice reaches out. And we've got a lot of family members and friends that live all over this United States, and you never know when you're going to talk to that right person that's going to be interested in retiring back here or that might even have an affiliation with a large industry that might consider coming here. So talk to people. You know, just talk to your friends, your neighbors, your cousins, your distant cousins, your cousins you don't want to think about, you know. Talk to people and see if anybody has any resources
Susan,
out there.
We recognize that you've got to have a... And our mayors and Ray do a fantastic job in going to the proper meetings and getting
right.
other people's meetings. I know last year at the Ready for Action meeting, that's the Rural Education Development Initiative at Tennessee Tech, we were able to send 20 of our high school students to that meeting,
mm-hmm.
and we intend to do so again this year. And in addition to those students, we had 20 other folks that had volunteered to go over to that meeting, and at that meeting we'll have TVA there, and we'll have Rural Development there. We'll have all these officials there that can help Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
And so we urge folks to become involved in our three-star program, become involved with activities of the Chamber of Commerce, become involved with county and city government, get involved, and let's all work hard to make Clay County a better place to live, work, and play.
Absolutely. And with that, we're going to take another break, and then we'll be back.
And during this break...
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term... Do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I've had a surprise guest pop in here, Mayor Dale Reagan. Thank you for coming. I know you just want to say Happy New Year, but
I did.
I'll give you that opportunity and then to talk a little more,
thank
too.
Thank you very much. I certainly want to call Happy New Year. Wish you all a Happy New Year, and all the listeners out there, I hope everyone had a Christmas, and God bless everybody for a Happy New Year, and that's what we hope for each and every one.
Yeah, we want a nice, happy, and prosperous 2016 to
Absolutely.
Hit us.
Yes, we do.
That'll be wonderful.
Mayor, I'm always watching these grants. I know the city is chasing a grant right now for sidewalks. It's a 95-5 grant, 95% grant money and 5% local money for sidewalks, and they're working hard on that right now. And I think you just recently got a CBDG grant, right?
Yeah, we did. We got it's a community livability grant that we applied for back about a year ago. And we just wound up one for our water project at the Northwest Clay.
And those water project grants, they take a long time to complete. And you can't apply again until you finish one up. So we were blessed that they got that one done in time for us to apply. And we were blessed that we were awarded this grant. And also blessed that we're three-star certified. Through because of that, we're, our matching part is cut way down to about 7%, I think is what it is. It's normally about 10%. And so we'll be getting a starting the process of getting a new ambulance and also a generator for our EOC center and some much-needed equipment for EMS down there. They've got some, I'm not for sure exactly the specifics of what the equipment is. I know it's something, some heart monitoring equipment and some new ERCO type cots and stuff that they need for and to help the employees when it goes to the lifting part and all that kind of
right.
stuff and everything. So look forward to getting that one finished up. Hopefully we can get that wrapped up within the next year. And once we get that one done, we'll jump right back in there and apply again, and hopefully we can start looking at the process and maybe getting some help. And I know, Dr. Young, you mentioned something about, you know, hopefully the state is beginning to look our way a little bit for some of the smaller rural communities that we don't get as much incentives when it comes to job creation. And we're hoping that they're the new commissioner that we've got is going to be looking more closely to small rural areas and putting more emphasis on that for that hopefully that if we create something that's got 10 jobs, we can get the incentives just like they can in Nashville to create 1,000 jobs.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. And I think mm-hmm. that hopefully we're getting some people at the state level beginning to see some of that and everything. And that's through the effort of a lot of folks coming together, going to meetings, and speaking out. And I appreciate everybody doing that.
Well, we have been very visible, as he mentioned earlier, at the showing at Tennessee Tech last year with, or this year actually, with the all the students that we had represented there. And, you know, they remember this too. They go to the meetings, the individual meetings that are set up for everybody, and they listen, they pay attention, they talk about it, they bring it back and share it.
And we've got to find a way to keep those kids. These cities can't keep absorbing all the rural graduates. It's not just Clay County. It's all the rural counties are headed to the cities now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to find a way to keep them at home now. I can compliment Governor Haslam for his fantastic work with the Tennessee Promise Program. Now our kids graduate from high school this year, can go to TCATS tuition free. They can go to Ball State tuition free.
Mm-hmm.
There's scholarship money from going to Tennessee Tech. And if they'll get in there and keep their grades up, they can go ahead and get trained for whatever they want to do.
Right. And a 2-year applied science degree is just as good.
Yes,
as
it
a
is.
Lot of the 4-year degrees that are offered
in
out
there. In some cases, better.
Yes, absolutely. Technical is where it is right now.
Some of my friends that have majored in things like psychology, the only place they get to use it is to help somebody figure out do they want fries or on that hamburger or not.
Right, and why.
And so just going to college is not always the answer.
That's true.
Well, we've got a lot of things, and I know y'all probably have already touched on this today, but I just want to commend everyone around, all the businesses around that are and businesses that are beginning to, you know, get started here all over the county. Those here in downtown where that they've done so much improvement, I certainly want to commend them and thank them for the efforts they're putting forth. And out in the Moss area, I know y'all mentioned that out there, that what's going on out there. And also our wood products folks out there around Honest Dave, Green Forest, and all them, they're in a major project right now putting in a new, I think it's a new mill, sawmill, and they are absolutely pumping some money in out there to upgrade and all that. And Shane and April and Janie and all them out there and all the staff out there, I certainly want to send out a very warm thank you
mm-hmm.
For the effort that they put forth, as well as everyone else. You get thanking people and you wound up forgetting somebody.
Right.
And I certainly don't intentionally mean to do that, and I just want to thank everybody all over this county for what you're doing, because it's a great place to be, and we've got a great bunch of folks that live here and everything, and I think when push comes to shove, everybody steps up.
That's true. And April and Shane are carrying on the tradition of their dad, who's supported a lot of jobs in Clay County, and they're continuing to do that with this growth especially. You know, you mentioned some of the businesses. I just wanted to make just kind of mention some of those specifically that did pop up this year. There was, Country Creations moved closer into town. The Dairy Burger popped in, and Therapeutic Remedies, a massage business with Best Wood, and, of course, Treehouse Treasures on the corner that really impacted the view right there on the four-way stop area.
And they're still working on it.
They still are. And Hometown Barbecue and Wings was out of town, of course, and then we had River's Edge Outdoors, a kayak fly fishing, Del Hollow One-Stop Barbecue relocated to just the, you know, the outskirts of town, but not on the downtown area. And well, we've had a lot of pop-up small businesses, and those are wonderful. Old Home Place Antiques, you mentioned Kathy a while ago, but her business is Old Home Place Antiques, and we've got a lot of antique shopping on the square, a lot of walkable, nice in-and-out shopping.
That's one of the few businesses I know of that the more competition you have, the better off you are.
True.
If you've got a whole bunch of antique places, they draw a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
If you've just got one, people won't drive way out of the way just to go to one antique
place.
That's
true. It's just like a dress shop. You know, you want to go and shop for dresses, you want to go to three or four instead of just one. All right. Well, what else have we got going on that we've failed to?
Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for the courthouse square here. I mean, everybody's worked real hard. And
yes.
I know a lot of the activities that's going on. I know that Doc had mentioned, I don't know if you mentioned it today or not, but I've heard you mention it before. In the past few years, two or three, there's not been very many weekends that's went by that there's not some sort of activity taking place here around the square. And I appreciate everybody that puts forth an effort. I know Thomas and you, Susan, and everyone else works real hard. I want to thank our maintenance staff here for working and helping
Absolutely.
Us get to the point where we're at as far as the electrical and all the other stuff and getting that upgraded. And we're still working on the Grand Old Lady, as Thomas
mm-hmm.
calls her. And Lord be our helper, we'll continue to strive to look for funding to help us continue to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And that funding, you know, they tell us it's out there, but sometimes it's hard to get hold of.
Hard to find,
and,
yeah.
And it's just, it takes time. So,
but you got a grant this year to redo the wiring at the courthouse. You got a grant this year to do the air conditioning at the library?
Well, that we applied for the grant. The grant didn't pan out for us, but the county has stepped up, and we're going to do that. It come back and go out as much as what we thought it was going to. So USDA was only going to put in a certain amount, which I appreciate them and their effort. But it's a good thing. It's not costing us hardly as much as what we thought it was. So, but we are certainly going to do it now.
All right. Well, we're down to, I think, seconds left in our show. We could probably go into another whole hour talking about all this. There you go.
Yeah.
You took up all the time, Dale. Thank you so much for coming. I appreciate you being here. I want to thank my good friends, Doug Young, Ray Norris, and Dale Reagan, for popping in. And thank you, listeners, for a good show. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with
the
Clay County Corner.
Huh? Who won the birthday?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Winner of the Dairy Queen birthday cake is Jareen Davis.
All right.
All righty.
Happy birthday,
Jareen. And come by the Chamber of Commerce in about 15 or 20 minutes and pick up your certificate anytime after that. Everybody have a happy and prosperous 2016. Tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6:00 p.m. Congratulations to the Clay County High School Boys Basketball Champions
at
the Nero White Tournament last night. They are doing an awesome job. I think in either a 17-0 or an 18-0 record so far. No losses, which is awesome. We would love to have additional sponsors to be able to remain live from the Clay County Corners, to talk to your business friends, to join us. Please keep our military in your daily prayers, especially those deployed. Also, those Clay County youth who continue to recover from serious injuries following an MVA on September the 25th. I'm signing off from the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country.
We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.